So are you comparing it with, older systems in Roswell, or?
Well, we're talking to lots of people,
Yeah.
and what we'll be doing is making a this Roswell Voices CD, but in association with the celebration about the history of
Yeah,
Roswell next
the
June,
sesquicentennial, yeah.
and then we're gonna go and be part of that. And so
Sounds
we
good.
are talking to some of the people who Dottie has found, who are 99,
Oh,
or who are
jeez.
some of the folks who are have been in Roswell forever. But one of the things that we wanted to do particularly was talk to some of the younger folks, because you, to be honest, you don't tell the same story that they do. That you have different perspective on Roswell than they do, and so you're telling us about modern Roswell.
Yeah.
And they also live in modern Roswell, but they view it in a different way because they, in some ways, their views were shaped by their early experiences here,
Yeah.
1930 or
Plus,
something.
I've always lived on a newer side. I've never lived in old Roswell. So, I mean, that again would affect my judgment.
But you really don't see that there's this old Roswell as something that keeps you out.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, we're still the South. I mean, everyone's still nice. So, I mean, maybe I don't go to the right places. I don't know. I've never gone anywhere where I didn't feel welcome.
And that, in politics, for instance, I don't know whether you were up at Furman and maybe you weren't voting in local elections, but you hadn't noticed there was a difference in voting patterns.
Not that I know of. I don't remember many elections while I was at Furman because, I couldn't be here for them. And so that would have been my main voting time. So I don't remember much. I just remember that we lost. We had a mayor for like all these years, Pug Mabry, and he got voted out, and it was a huge thing because he lost because this huge group of people didn't bother to vote because that's what. And so it was a big deal. I was like, oh my goodness, happened to Pug. So it was. I remember that being a big deal. I mean, because everybody loved him.
Was but that was old-time Roswell people not voting, or was
It
it?
was a mass just apathy, It's just, oh, yeah, I forgot. I had something else to do. I mean, that's really, because nobody really campaigned. And, I mean, it's Roswell. How much should you have to campaign? But, so.
But it's not your feeling that there's a big split between the people who live on the wrong side of 400 and the.
I don't think so. I mean, everybody has the same interests. I mean, I've never noticed anything. It's more of a joke that's always been, oh, who lives on the good side, who lives on the bad side? And to me, that's probably more of a family joke even than a Roswell joke. I mean, I don't really remember anybody saying, oh, I mean, it's more family than anything else. I always had to have somebody else to pick on, was really.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for all your
All
time, and I'm
right.
just going to turn off the machine here.